So one of the values of the breath as a meditation object is that it is not interesting. It doesn't draw us in naturally in the way that, for instance, a piece of music or a movie might. There's not anything particularly attractive about the breath to a casual observer. But that means that we can't just relax and allow the object to do the work, that the effort has to come from the meditator. So meditation, we are learning a very important life skill. It's the skill of applying a steady, consistent, appropriate effort to a task which is not particularly inviting or interesting. This is where the strength of mind is developed. So the challenge for us as meditators is to find some way in which we can be content with this very simple object of consciousness and not run away after memories, thoughts, ideas, fantasies, which give an immediate pleasure. So it's a practice of wisdom, it's a practice of renunciation. Recognize how every single breath is unique. Of course, it's very similar to breaths that come before, breaths that come after, but nevertheless, this particular breath that you are focusing on right now only comes once in your life. And it's just like this. And finding ways of reflecting on the breath that increase your commitment to the practice is also the function of wisdom. Now, when we have chosen the point at which we will be meditating on the breath, investigating the breath, then there are various skillful means that we can use to help us. One is to use a mantra such as Buddho. With the in-breath, we mentally intone the word Bud, and on the out-breath, To. What we need to beware of in using this particular technique is that it can become too automatic and we lose our mindfulness, or else the word ends before the breath ends and we give the mind a space in which to become distracted. So we can consciously stretch the meditation word artificially to extend the whole length of the breath. For instance, the out-breath tends to get longer quite soon. And so if we are using the mantra Bhutto, then we may, for instance, extend this as Bhutto, oh, 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 until the end of the breath. That's just one possibility. You can find what works for you. The other method of creating a link and an interest in the breath is to count the breaths. And the method by which we vary the number we count to, one, in-breath one, out-breath one, in-breath two, out-breath two, to five, and having reached five without distraction, we start again and count one to six, and then one to seven, and then one to eight, then one to nine, then one to ten. Because we change the number we count to, then we prevent ourselves from falling into that trap of counting automatically or just drifting off into sleepiness. Another possibility in the beginning of the meditation, when we are just beginning to establish a relationship between the mind, the element of knowing, and the object of knowing, the breath, is to focus on the characteristics of the breath. For instance, how long the breath is. Is it long breath? Is it short breath? Is it a coarse breath? Is it a fine breath? Is it a warm breath? Is it a cool breath? Is there any sensations at that point of tingling or anything at all we observe? So giving the mind some extra work to do helps it to create this link with the breath, an interest in the breath. Now, although the breath does not normally seem a very interesting or fascinating topic, if we are present to the breath, we are awake and aware with the breath, feelings of pleasure, and sometimes rapture will arise in the mind. These are not the goal of this meditation, but they can be mindfully enjoyed. They're rewards along the way. And one good result is that it gives us that inspiration to carry on with the meditation. So pleasant feelings are not to be feared. They are to be known as simply that, pleasant feelings. But our challenge is to sustain a sense of knowing, clarity of mind, sharpness of mind, stability of mind through this constant mindfulness of the breath, and very resolutely but without discouragement, without irritation. When you do forget the breath, return again and again and again, firmly but gently, just as you would teach a child.